Mark DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and my friend, I'm delighted that you've joined us for a few moments of Bible study together. I'm so glad that you've taken time to join us for this time of fellowship around the truth of God's Word. John 8:32 in the Bible, in the New Testament, says, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This was spoken by the Creator, the one who created the universe, and the one who loves you and loves me. And ask your forgiveness for not making more simple the truths that God's Word presents. And I want to explain and begin at the very beginning again to make clear to you why we put the emphasis we do on the Bible. The Word of God is an amazing book. It was written over a period of 1500 to 1600 years by 40 different men. None of them were white men. Yet, there's only one author. These men wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. This book contains 66 books, 66 individual books, and it's divided into two main sections. Kings and political leaders, as well as nations, have tried to destroy this book, and yet it is always and has been one of the most read and believed books ever written. Voltaire, a man who hated this book, said that in his lifetime the book would become obsolete. Yet for many years after his death, his printing press was used to print this book. Anyone who will accept and believe what this book teaches will find their life totally changed. Obedience to the instructions given in this book will make one's life to be meaningful and delightful. Knowing the teachings of this book will not deliver one from trouble, heartache, or problems, but it will give one guidance how to face and be victorious through each one of these difficulties. It is a book that is practical not only for this life, but it reveals the secrets regarding the future and life after death. This book is not a book of religion. It is a book of truth. Religion and traditions put one in bondage, but the truth liberates and sets one free from the root cause of all heartache, bondage, trouble, and death. This book, beloved, is called the Biblio, meaning the book. In English, it's called the Bible. What I want to share with you is from this book. And this book, beloved, should be the standard by which all judgments and decisions are made, because this book is truth. It is truth without any mixture of falsehood. Oh, it describes man's sin. It explains about sin. It tells us about the creation of the universe. The first chapter, the first book, or the first verse of this book is called the book of Genesis, meaning the book of beginnings. And verse 1 says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." The eternal triune God. The Hebrew word translated God in English is Elohim. It is used about 2,500 times in the Bible. It is a uniplural noun. Charles Bennett, who was a missionary to Israel, stated the Hebrew word translated God in English means three. Also, the root meaning of the word is the strong, faithful one, C.I. Scofield stated. Thus, God is a Trinity, three in one. The book of Matthew in the New Testament. The Bible's divided into two testaments, the Old Testament and the New Testament, indicating God's old plan and His new plan. And so Matthew 28:19, the Lord Jesus told His disciples when He was walking here upon the earth some 2,000 years ago, He told His followers, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost," or the Holy Spirit. These three are one. Our God is one, and yet He is revealed and made known to us as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Man is created in God's image and in God's likeness. Man is a triune being, even as God is a Trinity. The word triune means three in one. An illustration of the Trinity of God, and it is just a poor illustration, is water. Water is revealed to man in three forms. Water is liquid, water is vapor, like fog, or clouds, and water is ice, or solid. And so water is one item, and yet it's revealed in three different forms. So Almighty God is one, and yet reveals Himself as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In Genesis, again, the first book of the Bible, chapter 1, verse 26a, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Who was God speaking to in the beginning? He was speaking to the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so God the Father said, "Let's make man in our image after our likeness." Verse 27 of Genesis 1, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them." Now, what is an image? Well, you look in a mirror and you see an image of yourself. It's what you look like. And so God created man in His image and in His likeness. In the New Testament, in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse 23, we read these words, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly." And the word "wholly" is wholly, meaning the whole man. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, He speaks of man as being a trinity. Man has a spirit which relates to the spirit world, which relates to the eternal God and God the Holy Spirit. It's the spiritual part of man that can relate to the Holy Spirit of God. And that part of man is the part of man that the Holy Spirit of God moves into when an individual invites Christ Jesus into their life. Now, I know these terms may sound strange to you if you've never heard these things before. This all may sound like it's hard for you to grasp and comprehend and understand, but it is wonderful truth, beloved. It is truth based upon God's Word, which reveals to us the eternal God and how He created man in His likeness and in His image. And so it helps us to know about ourselves, to understand ourselves. The spiritual part of man relates to the spirit world. The soul of man has to do with you and me. That's the part of man that the psychologist deals with, and it psychoanalyzes that part of man. It has to do with the thinking part of our brain. That is our mind, the thinking part of our mind. We call it the mind. And it has to do with our feelings, or we call those emotions. And it has to do with our will, or we call that our chooser, with which we make choices and decisions. And so the mind is the thinking part of man. The emotions are the feelings that we experience, and the will has to do with the decisions and the choices that we make. And so God created man with a spirit, with a soul, and then, of course, the body houses the soul and spirit of man. And thus we see God created man as a triune being with a spirit, a soul, and a body. Now God loves mankind. Even though man rebelled against God and fell into sin, the Bible tells us about the first man and the first woman. And the next time we get together in a Bible study, I want us to consider and think about that first man and woman. Till next time, goodbye.